Hi, this is Terry Currier, owner of Music Millennium.
Thank you so much for a minute of your time, Terry. It's great talking with you again. I did read the piece on Oregon Live yesterday, interviewing you, and kind of the latest on the coronavirus. And it was kind of concerning, just speaking as a customer of this longtime Portland institution. Terry, can you tell listeners kind of how concerned are you about the virus right now?
Well, until they get a vaccine, I think if you have a retail business, you're going to have some concern. You know, we've seen spikes around the country. You know, if there's a spike here and the city gets into lockdown, it's going to affect us again. It had quite an effect on us the first time around. Luckily, we were able to secure a PPP loan and a disaster loan. So we do have some backup, you know, in case it comes again, and we can go through it for a certain amount of time. But, you know, if it's a lengthy process, it's going to affect us just like it's affected a lot of the businesses in town so far. Every day I see new businesses that have been around for a while closing their doors, especially in the restaurant side of things. But I've seen little shops, boutique shops, and specialty stores that, you know, they're just not able to make it through this. Rent factors play into a lot of it. We're lucky on our end because we do own our building. We do have a second mortgage on it, so we do have a payment. But with the escalating rent prices over the last 10 years in particular in this town, that rent is really going to affect whether stores are able to make it through this or not, because of the fact that they can't do the full business that they normally do.
I think I read something just this last week, something along the lines of about a quarter to a third of folks across the country couldn't make a house payment last month, something like that. Definitely concerning, and you know, reading the piece yesterday just really kind of hit me. You know, to think that you know, my favorite music shop in town may not be there if this thing, you know, took a turn for the worst. And I know that you just opened back up last month, and you've been doing a couple of cool little things to get folks to come down, opening up like a special shopping sessions and things like that. Mm-hmm. Terry, can you tell folks kind of what you're doing right now to keep the doors open and going?
We've had to be creative since we went to curbside on March 18th. Before we opened the store back up, we were having Facebook deals of the day. We gave away free hand sanitizer. We did a lot of focusing on different things that we carry other than music too, because people had a lot of downtime. We have a pretty good selection of puzzles and games. And, you know, areas like that that we focused on did help our business. We did open the doors on June 1st. We have a limit of 10 customers in the store at a time, and everybody has to wear a mask. And we have them use hand sanitizer when they come in the door, because like us, in places like Powell's Books, there's a lot of browsing going on, and there's a lot of touching for people to find things. And we just want to make it as safe as we possibly could.
Absolutely. I'm just curious if you have folks are hearing this, they want to come down and help you out and support a locally owned independent music shop. What product is best to buy? Is there you know, a $2 sticker may not help out that much. Any suggestions on what could help you out the most?
Oh no, I mean anything is good. Any support is good. One thing we didn't have during our curbside business, we weren't buying any collections at all, and we are now buying used CDs and vinyl and DVDs, and we do keep them in quarantine for 72 hours before we actually go through them and make an offer. But you know, this is, there was a lot of people during the first couple months of the virus, especially, that had a lot of time on their hand at home, and they kind of cleaned out closets and rooms, and many of them cleaned out their, you know, things in their collection that they didn't necessarily need anymore. So there is a good abundance of used vinyl and DVDs and CDs in the store right now, so they're going to find some gems in there. In fact, we bought a collection from a guy who worked in the industry for many, many years, who passed away like 4 years ago. And, you know, so there's a lot of cool stuff in the store right now.
Amen. I've been in there many times and found a few gems myself. Terry, thank you so much for talking with me a minute this morning. I know you're pretty busy and on a Monday morning. Before I let you go, though, anything else, any other message you want to get out to folks, anything else I'm forgetting to ask that maybe would be really important to mention, or any final words?
Well, you know, during this time, a lot of people went to purchasing online, and whatever they can do to support their local businesses in town by, you know, calling in an order and going down and picking it up, or going to the place if they're open and shopping, would be a great help to the local businesses in this town.
Amen. Thank you so much for what you do, Terry. Tip of the hat. Always happy to chat with you, and thanks so much for your time.
Great to talk to you, Jacob. You take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.